105.9 Academy FM.
BizConnect.
Promoting and connecting businesses in Kent and around the world.
Tweet us at Kent_biz.
Well, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the BizConnect radio show. And I'm delighted to say that I have a co-host with me today in the form of Lynette Wood. Lynette.
Hi, thanks for having me again.
Lovely to see you. It's been a while, hasn't it?
It has been a while, yes. And I'm delighted that guests are in the studio today.
Isn't that fabulous to be back in person in the studio doing the show live proper, as it were. So, yeah, absolutely fabulous. We've been away, actually, for a month. We had bank holiday a couple of weeks ago, so we missed a show. But it's lovely to be back. We've got two fabulous guests with us today. Lynette, just to introduce our guests for us.
So we've got Fleur Record Smith, and she's from Hayne House, a beautiful venue, and Rob Robinson from Low Carb Kent.
Fantastic. So we're going to be talking to Fleur and Rob a little bit later in the show, but I think what we'll do now is we'll play a little bit of music and we'll be straight back after this.
Academy FM Folkestone.
Biz Connect,
the show that promotes and connects businesses.
Welcome back, everybody, and thank you so much for joining the BizConnect radio show today with myself, Martin White, and my fabulous co-host, Lynette Wood. Lynette, lovely to have you back in the studio with me.
Yeah, lovely to be back. Thank you very much, Martin.
Tell me what you've been up to, because you obviously work in the hospitality world. The world of hotels. Tell us what's going on there at the moment. What is going on in
the world of hotels? So we talked about just off air in terms of live events. So I was delighted that we went to the Kent Women Business Awards on Friday with nearly 300 people in a live event space.
Fantastic.
Which I think is just something that we haven't had for a while. So I think in what's happening in terms of hospitality is those live events are coming back, and I think it's really great to see.
Brilliant. And I guess that event didn't happen last year for obvious reasons.
It did happen last year. So the event's normally in March, 6th March last year. Mm-hmm. And obviously it didn't happen in March this year. So it was then extended till September.
Oh, I see. Okay. So they've moved the timing on that slightly. Okay. Well, brilliant. I mean, that's a great introduction, really. We've got two guests with us in the studio today. We've got Fleur Record Smith from Hayne House events venue, a wedding and business events venue, just up the road in Saltwood. And we've also got Rob Robinson with us from the Low Carbon Kent team, and also the Low Carbon Across the South and East team as well. So we're going to have a bit of an events and kind of sustainability theme to the show. And I think what we'll do, Lynette, is we'll crack straight on and we'll have a chat with Fleur if we can. Fleur, lovely to have you with us.
Morning, lovely to be here. Thank you for having me.
Super to see you. Fleur, tell us a little bit, if you can, by way of an introduction to Hayne House, what you guys do, and a little introduce this kind of idea of sustainability as well around your venue.
Sure. So Hayne House, we are, as you said, a venue. We're based in Saltwood, just outside Hythe. We do primarily weddings. So we do, on average, sort of 90 to 100 weddings a year, normally in a year. This year, in the space of 3 months. So
gosh,
more on that later. Mm. But yes, we also do some corporate events, team building days, and of course, the Christmas parties. We are on a family-run estate. We host the events in a purpose-built orangery, and we also have accommodation for 12 guests on site.
Wow.
In the old country house.
So is this your family home, is it?
So yes, it was my family home. So it's a family owned estate. Mm-hmm. I started up the wedding business 10, 11 years ago.
Gosh.
Built the orangery in 2018, and gradually sort of built it up. So it's been a bit of a labour of love, but a great, great project.
Fantastic. And Lynette, I know you've been to a couple of, is it weddings at Hayne House?
I've been to one wedding, yes.
One wedding.
Yeah, it's really gorgeous, absolutely stunning venue, really lovely.
Thank you.
So you've got, is it 30 acres of
25 acres.
25 acres,
yeah.
So lovely parkland and gardens.
Absolutely, yeah.
So it really is a beautiful setting.
It's a lovely setting.
Yeah.
The orangery is beautiful. It's made of wood, glass, panoramic views of the garden. It's very pretty.
Wonderful. Unique. Good. So it sounds like you've been incredibly busy. It sounds like a very sort of condensed season for you this year. When did we come out of lockdown? I lose track of all this stuff now, but I guess it wasn't until quite late on as far as you're concerned.
So for us, we found out on the 14th of June whether we'd be opening the following week. So I literally had no idea if we would open or not. So we were closed pretty much for 18 months, and when everyone else was opening last summer, yeah. we were still closed and everything but name. So it was great to open, but this year we have very different challenges to last year, but still.
And how are you, I mean, as a business, I mean, we had Daniel San Giuseppe on for the last show as well, actually a couple of shows ago, and he was talking about just how difficult it had been to keep the business going, you know, under lockdown, from a financial point of view. How easy or difficult has it been for you to just kind of see your way through that, that 18-month period, Flo?
It was sheer hell, being completely honest. Mm. It was the toughest 18 months of my life. Mm. But we had just about enough support, and I'm very grateful for the support that we did get, because it enabled us to still be here today. And I have to say, like a year ago, that was not a certainty at all. So we had to work through it, because we couldn't shut down, because we still had all these couples that we had to move and kind of deal with, because they've, you know, all these poor couples are having their weddings cancelled. So I had to keep a core team going, running, and we did really well. We worked really hard with all our couples. My staff worked really hard to move all the couples into this year. So basically what happened is we ended up moving some couples four times, poor things. Gosh. I had a really, it was hard emotionally for them. Mm. But we got through it, and we managed to sort of move the majority of our couples last year into this year, which was already a busy season at the beginning of lockdown. So there was a lot of compromise that needed to be made with couples and ourselves. And
so
currently,
you've still managed to fit everybody in. So everybody had to be cancelled last year, you've managed to fit them into this year, in between all the bookings that you had for this year already as well.
Yes. So we're literally running weddings 7 days a week at the minute. So it's very intense. But I'm not complaining. We're all, you know, my team are flat out, but we're just very happy to be doing what we do again. So no complaints.
The difference between, you know, corporate events and things, this is, you're playing with people's lives. Mm. You know, this is a day they've dreamt about for such a long time, and then suddenly they're having to move it, and they don't, some people want to compromise, some people don't, you know, do they want to have 30 guests, do they want to have 50, do they want to have their 150, you know, it's so difficult, and you're having to play with people's personal you know, lives, rather than a corporate that's happy just to move their event because they need to move it, you know, a year later.
And recently, of course, we've all been hearing about supply chain problems, lack of lorry drivers to physically kind of deliver products to venues like yours, I guess. So tell us about some of the kind of the frustrations and angst around that at the moment as well, Fleur.
So, yeah, that's definitely compounded with our busiest season on record, is that, yes, you're absolutely right. We are having all sorts of issues. So whether it's our drink suppliers who actually cannot honour the delivery slots they used to do pre-COVID and Brexit, to our laundry who are struggling in their warehouses because they haven't got the staff, and even our waste collection companies, you know, they are weeks, they just don't turn up because there's an issue at the, you know, the warehouse, they haven't got a lorry driver, so it's really making it logistically very hard. But and it's just, every business is struggling right now. You know, there's a knock-on effect in every business. So I think we're all having to be understanding of each other. But it's hard. We could do without those extra challenges this year, for sure.
Yeah. So have you had to kind of look outside of your kind of existing supply chain and find new suppliers to help you make the business run?
No, we're just having to be really, you know, ourselves be even more organized than we would be, and like if anything slips we have to be on it immediately just to make sure that things get picked up, things get delivered, we're having to order in advance, so we're just having to work a bit harder behind the scenes to make sure things happen, which they are. It's just taking up a lot more time and energy, which is a bit frustrating.
God forbid you haven't had to start running dry
god no
dry weddings.
No chance of that. Hey, house, you're okay.
Fantastic. Gosh, Lynette, and I guess some of that kind of rings true with you guys as well at Alma Rose Hotels, in terms of just being able to deliver the same level of standard that you guys pride yourselves
on. Yeah, I think absolutely. And I'm talking to customers, so I think at the beginning I was very much like, in hospitality has had such a tough time, and why is it only us? And then actually now speaking to customers, I realise that it's not just us, and it's the lorry drivers that are causing obviously the issues. And then I was talking to our medical suppliers, and they can't get hold of resin, so they can't make, you know, so it's really caused a massive effect on lots and lots of businesses. And I agree that there has been some guests that are really really just not understanding that you haven't got that particular wine because actually they didn't deliver it on that time because they had no thing. It's been quite tough. And I think that, you know, yes, 80%, 90% of customers have been, you know, wonderful, but there has to be a 10% that probably hasn't.
Has that been your experience as well, Fleur? Have customers become a little bit irate at times and sort of short-tempered with you?
Or? Ours are just so happy that the event's going ahead. Okay. I think we're beyond that. Everyone is just, everyone is so happy. It's harder work for us behind the scenes. And then, there's a few compromises to be made. But I think overall we're okay on that front.
Fantastic, good. Well, I think what we'll do now is we'll play a little bit more music. And when we come back, I'd like to understand a little bit more about how you've positioned yourself as a sustainable events venue. I'm very interested to hear about that, and perhaps we can bring Rob in as well to talk about some of those things as well. So stay with us and we'll be straight back after this.
105.9 Academy FM.
Biz Connect.
Promoting and connecting businesses in Kent and around the world.
Tweet us at Kent_biz.
Welcome back again, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to the Biz Connect radio show today. We've got a packed studio. We've got a fabulous co-host in the form of Lynette Wood.
Hello.
Hi, Lynette. And we've also got two fabulous studio guests in Fleur Record-Smith from Hay House. Hi, Fleur. And also Rob Robinson from the Low Case, Low Carbon across the South and East and Low Carbon Kent team.
Hello, Martin. Sorry for the long name.
It's a bit of a mouthful, that, isn't it? I mean, I would just say Low Case, but people wouldn't know what I was talking about necessarily. So anyway, lovely to have you both with us. Fleur, before the break, we mentioned that you run your events venue, your wedding and corporate events venue, Hayne House, very much on a sustainable business level. So just in your own words, just explain to us what that actually means to you as a business owner, please.
So as a business owner, we committed to net zero in January, but it's very much sort of the product of a sort of personal journey, you know, as an individual, like all of us, that, you know, the realizing that we needed to sort of change the way we consume, the way we, you know, and translating that into business. And really it's doing what we do, but doing it better, I guess, in a more responsible way, taking responsibility for the waste emissions that we create. You know, weddings are fantastic events, but they are a one-day indulgence. And, you know, I think if we want to continue as a business, as an industry, I think we need to sort of question, you know, how sustainable these are and start taking action now, I think, to lead the way in making weddings events more sustainable in general.
So on a personal level, this is clearly something that you are invested in as a family, I guess, you know, with your partner and your children.
Absolutely.
And you recognise the importance on that level in terms of sustainability for the future. On a business level, I mean, I guess you're right. And Lynette, I'm sure you would back this up as well, that, you know, I guess the hospitality industry traditionally, and it's not just hospitality, I think it's grocery retail as well in particular. There's a huge amount of wastage, isn't there? Particularly sort of food wastage. You know, recycling, how much goes into landfill versus, you know, how much is recycling. I guess it's one of those industries that's very much under the spotlight. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, well, I would say so. And I think that we all probably do the norm of the recycling your bottles, you know what I mean, etc. But you need to be able to do more.
Yeah.
And I think it's applauded, you know, that Fleur wants to do more. Yeah. And I think it has to come down to individual business owners that want to do more, and that's where it has to start.
Yeah. So your customers, Fleur, do they come to you specifically because they've bought into that as well? You know, say I'm planning a wedding, do I come to you on the back of, you know, having looked at your website and understood all those things that you're doing as a business to be more sustainable? Is that something that I'm specifically looking for, or is it more I just want a wedding venue or a corporate event venue?
Yeah, I think we're not quite there yet that people are actively necessarily seeking out a sustainable wedding. I think there's a lot of work that we need to do with the industry, with the customers, also suppliers in general that we're sort of working on. But some couples will be, of course, more, you know, environmentally minded, and obviously that would be something that, you know, that they like about us, for sure.
Yeah.
But we have a long way to go, I think, in the industry. And so part of what we do is sort of working to sort of take responsibility for, you know, sort of the impact that we have, and really try to show that it doesn't necessarily have to be that way. So we're trying to sort of lead the way with our customers, and also work with our industry and the suppliers sort of, yeah, hopefully other businesses and other venues sort of follow suit, and sort of, you know, we can inspire them to take more action. Yeah.
Well, that's a good point, and I think you are a great role model for other businesses in that space. But how did you get started? Because I know, you know, one of the biggest questions, particularly small businesses have out there is, you know, well, how do I get started on my sustainability journey? How did you get started just out of interest? I mean, is it a question of looking at, okay, where do I buy my electricity from? Can I buy greener electricity than I currently buy? Where do you start?
So that is definitely, I think, the issue that many small business owners face, which is why, you know, I'm really determined to sort of share our experience. We were already sort of being like many other businesses, you know, being responsible with our recycling and things, but we really decided to ramp that up in the lockdown, and so hence the commitment to net zero. And being honest, at the time when we did that, there wasn't much support out there, not much information. Mm. So what we started with, which is what I'd recommend to any small business, is like we had to do a big audit of the business, and that was really sort of, okay, looking at our emissions, where they were, and then from then we were able to just sort of derive a plan, a strategy for sort of immediate action, medium action, and then long-term action. So that is the starting place. Mm-hmm. If you're a business, you've just got to see where you are now. Yeah. And some obvious results came from it, but then some surprising one came as well. For example, you know, recycling. You know, we were obviously recycling, but clearly there was still too much. Our emissions were still too high, and we've kind of tackled that on a whole different level now. So literally every single thing is, you know, having to go in a particular facility, and there's a lot of behavioural change involved as well.
So how many bins have you got, for example?
We've got a lot of bins, a lot of boxes, and like there's constantly new things that, we could even take this to a supermarket or... but yeah, so there's some easy things that you can do, you know, that you can do immediately, which is things like, you know, switching your energy supplier, lighting. Obviously, we're in the business of a lot of consumables and toiletries and hospitality, so we'd already tackled single-use plastic, but we sort of took that to the next level. Reviewed our procurement as well, and that was actually surprisingly tough, bearing in mind that we're in Kent and we have so many producers around us. It's still so much easier to go to your wholesale and have everything delivered in a ton of plastic when you want. It was a gargantuan task for my team to put together a network of suppliers that were local, sustainably produced, that worked logistically. So we did all of those things to start off with. And then having a clear plan then enabled us now to have a medium targets, sort of medium-term targets, sort of heat pumps for the orangery, for example, and then our more longer-term targets, which are going to be needing investment. You know, for example, the country house, it's an old leaky, in terms of energy, not water, leaky building. Yes.
So retrofitting that.
So, I'd love to do that now, but we have to do it in stages. So we're doing the windows at the moment, then it's going to be insulation, and then we'll get to finally putting in a green energy source in there. So having a plan is my advice to you all.
And I think we talked about before in terms of, you know, where are you now? Where are you? You know, what do you do? What was your spend? And we were saying that, you know, in our hotels, we were 21 hotels, you know, that were lights switched off, you know, a period of time. So actually, you know how much you're spending, where you're going, what that cost is, and how do you make that not the cost in the future? And how do you save your energy?
And I guess, you know, you hit the nail on the head there. You know, look at your existing bills, you know, look at your utility bills, look at your water bills, you know, in terms of understanding your carbon footprint as a business. And I think this also applies to people, you know, Rob, that work at home, for example. You know, look at your energy consumption, you know, understand that kind of marker in the sand, as it were, and then look at ways that you can proactively manage that down, I guess.
No, I think you're right, and really interesting to sort of Fleur's journey, and also the sort of where that comes from, you know, the background to it, that actually is something I'd really like to do. And you are one of hundreds of thousands of businesses that are now facing a challenge that they've sort of been forced to, you know, they've been forced to look at financially as well as ethically. But you're, you know, you're ahead of the curve there if you're doing this in January. And you know, if anyone wants to look at the website that Fleur's got, that gives it a nice insight as to sort of a timeline of where you started and where you want to go,
and a shopping list as well. I think Fleur, it gives a lovely menu of all the things you could be looking at as a business. And you know, I mean, your hospitality, as we said, so you know, you cover so many different categories, which won't be relevant for all businesses, but certainly I would imagine that most businesses can cherry pick, you know, things that you focused on and apply in their own business as well.
Yep, definitely.
Yeah, go on, Rob.
Yeah, no, it's just I think a lot of the thought is about, oh, we've got to find a load of money to do this, and if it's not broken down in, actually, you mentioned behaviour change for your staff, that's huge, and obviously for you as well, to get into the habit of constantly asking why, constantly challenging suppliers to not give me loads of packaging that I have to therefore you know, recycle myself or deal with myself. But you've also got the challenge of the guys that you're working with or you want to attract to your business, because if you can say we've got loads of things that have been reused and upcycled or whatever, and they're all, you know, lovely and you know, and cute, and they fit different colour schemes, then they might well be doing that rather than just buying a load of job lot of things off Amazon, and at the end of it someone has to get rid of them.
Yep.
I think what we'll do now is we'll play a little bit more music, and when we come back, Rob, we'll pick up on some of those themes in terms of how you guys in particular at KCC can help businesses down this path, and then Fleur, perhaps you can sort of contribute your own practical experience in there as well. So do stay with us, and we'll be straight back after this.
Academy FM Folkestone.
Biz Connect, the show that promotes and connects businesses.
Welcome back again, everybody. Thank you so much for staying with the BizConnect radio show today. I'm delighted to say that we're going to have a conversation now with Rob Robinson from the Low Carbon Kent and Low Case team at Kent County Council. Rob, lovely to have you with us today.
Thank you, Martin. Nice to be out of the house for the second time in a fortnight.
Oh, you go steady, Rob.
I know. It's craziness.
Rob, we were talking at length with Fleur about how she is very much geared around sustainability in her business, and how she's looked at every kind of facet of her business to try and make it more sustainable. But just tell us where you guys come in terms of working with people like Flo to help facilitate that process. What kind of programs can you guys at KCC offer there?
Yeah, it's really interesting actually to listen to Fleur's journey as well. Because she's not alone, but as I mentioned earlier, that the fact that, you know, that Fleur's actually actively doing stuff already, is, you know, something to be commended, because there are some businesses that aren't yet, and partly because they might not know what to do or what they would need to focus on or what's actually relevant to them, and where we fit in as the sort of sustainable business and communities team at Kent County Council is that we're running a range of different programs and projects that try to help businesses come up with solutions and come up with plans and a way forwards, depending on where they are on their journey. Sounds like a reality TV show. We're talking about a journey, isn't it? it is. I mean, the story that Fleur said there, actually, you know, literally on their knees, 18 months trying to get back off, you know, trying to get back on their feet. And I think if businesses are coming back, if there's a green economic recovery, we don't want it just to be something that Boris says in a speech. We want it actually to happen. So we're trying to work with some funding, mainly the last tranches of EU funding, to run the projects that are going to help businesses do that. And it's sometimes it's signposting, sometimes it's hand in the pocket, here's a grant, you know, 40% up to £10,000 for projects that, you know, that Fleur or any other businesses are looking at.
So that's the Low Case program,
which is low carbon across the south and east. So yeah, we relaunched formally a couple of weeks ago over at the Canterbury Low Carbon Zero Carbon Tour event. But the fact is that we've done near enough 1,000 grants over the last sort of 3-4 years. For businesses in Kent alone, I think that's about £4 million worth of grants. And the fact that there's so many businesses been in and out, it makes you realise actually it is real. all of these projects, some of them are bog standard sort of retrofit lighting projects and heating projects. Some might be a little bit more, a little bit more ambitious or a little bit more innovative. But the fact is, until you really look closely at your business, you're not necessarily going to know where the opportunities are. And if you are a business that's already done that, we can help businesses with the funding to help sort of make the return investment easier for the CEO or for the director to actually swallow and say, yeah, this actually is a really good business opportunity, rather than this would be a lovely, wouldn't this be a lovely thing to do?
So I guess the starting point there is, you know, if you're thinking about investing money in your business, with some kind of end goal in mind, before you do that, before you spend that money, think about whether or not there might be a green way to spend that money. It could be on, you know, as you say, reducing your electricity utility bill through the installation of LED lighting, replacement LED lighting.
It could be. And the fact is, generally, something that's more efficient, something that's newer or is a, you know, a more efficient machine generally is going to save energy. It might also save waste. It might also mean that you can make more things in a given time than, you know, than you would be. We're in the middle of an industrial estate here, and there are businesses that we've helped already just through their processes. So if it means having actually a bit of software system to help a manufacturing firm not waste, you know, 28% of a big sheet of mild steel, make it 8%, well, that's great. It saves all of that mild steel, but there's a carbon footprint associated to it, and it takes quite a lot of energy to make a big sheet of mild steel.
Yeah.
So from that from that element, you're saving £12,000 a year, or however much it might be from your raw materials. But actually, there's something, a good story for your customers as well. And I think a lot of it is about doing what Fleur's hopefully doing, talking about what, you know, what they've done and what they want to do and why they want to do it.
Yeah. And I think the other the key thing also is you don't have to be an expert in all things green. Because, you know, the advantage of the Loke scheme is you've got some really experienced advisors on the ground that will work with the business owner, with people like Flo, other business owners, to help actually create a business case for that investment and ultimately the grant funding on the back of it.
Exactly. And it isn't that, you know, we would just send a form, you know, a faceless person sends a form and says, fill it in. And we've got a grants panel every month. The fact is that where possible or where needed, you know, we'll help people every step along the way. And if it means, you know, assistance in working out what the savings are likely to be, that's something we'd look to work with a supplier with as well.
I was going to say, you know, sometimes it's all very well, isn't it, sitting here saying, I want to do this, but the journey of having to even start it or to make somebody, it's about picking up the phone or emailing somebody and saying, do you know what, I want to do it, but I need some help.
So there's a good prompt. So the Loke website, loke.co.uk, on there, top right, I think it still is. It's been a bit of a revamped website, but register here. Literally 5 minutes of your time in noting down, you know, what you are, who you are as a business, and contact details, and checking you're an SME, so we can only deal with small and medium-sized businesses, which we've already discussed is 99% of the businesses in Kent and Medway, so and the wider southeast. It's an easy starting point, and if it ends up with, you know, coming down to a grants sort of project, then we can help with that. But if actually it is a business saying, I just don't really know where I need to, where I can start, then we're also running workshops. There's actually one on Friday, STEM workshops, which I can probably maybe cover in the second period.
Yeah, we'll talk about that then.
But it isn't all about money, and Fleur's, you know, exactly on message when she was talking about behaviour, because sometimes it is about trying to get everyone on board. Businesses, clients, customers, supply chains.
Flo, were you aware of the Locase program when you started your journey back in January and investing? And
yes, I was. I was aware of it, and was going to seek support for maybe some grants to get our heat pump in the autumn. So I've been speaking to somebody there. It's good to see how proactive they are. But I didn't realise there was also you could actually get help. You know, a bit of support by events and workshops, which I think would be really, really helpful. So that's a fantastic support for businesses.
I think, you know, the message is, you know, think of it as a blank sheet of paper. Even if Loke isn't right for you, what the team at KCC Rob's team will do is signpost you to another programme. It might be Southeast Business Boost, for example, that might be relevant for your business. But ultimately, you know, the aim is clearly to drive green, clean, sustainable growth in businesses and help facilitate that, I guess, through your team, Rob.
Yes, exactly right, Martin. Yeah, you've written that before. Good at this, isn't he?
Brilliant, good. Well, I think what we'll do now is we'll play a little bit more music, and when we come back for the final part of the show, we'll talk about some of the other programmes that you've got up and running as well, Rob, that I think are going to be relevant for people. You mentioned STEM, Steps to Environmental Management Workshops. We've got the Kent Revs electric van trial at the moment, which is a brilliant promotion that I've also taken advantage of. You've got a circular economy initiative as well, so we'll try and cover that all off in the last part of the show. But also, Flo, we must give a shout out before we leave for your website, as well as a reference point for people to have a look at, and also talk about your corporate events side of the business as well. So stay with us and we'll be straight back after this.
Academy FM Folkestone.
Biz Connect, the show that promotes and connects businesses.
Welcome back to the final part of the BizConnect radio show today. Thank you so much for staying with us. We're talking with Rob Robinson at the moment from the Low Carbon Kent and Low Case team at Kent County Council about the range of business support that's on offer out there at the moment for businesses looking to start their green journeys. Rob, it's great, really, really, really good to have you with us today. We were talking about STEM. We introduced STEM very briefly before the break, Steps to Environmental Management. Just give us a quick flavour for what that is.
Yeah, we've already discussed the need that businesses have in starting this journey, shall we say. And quite often it's an opportunity for a business to actually reflect on what their aspects and impacts are, who they work with, how they work, their operations, everything else. And STEM is just a way of helping benchmark where a business is, who they engage with, who they deal with, how they, you know, what their potential risks are as a business, supply chains and otherwise, trying to get an idea of what the biggest opportunities might be, energy-wise or sort of working with suppliers or whatever. And then they can help sort of, they can move forwards with it. So STEM is a three-grade sort of workshop. First is STEM Blue, just as an overview and an understanding of what you as a business need to be aware of.
Mm-hmm. Your impact.
Impact, mm-hmm. You know, touching a little bit on compliance and legislation, but not too deep, because it doesn't affect absolutely every business. And then, you know, businesses that want to continue, then there's silver and then there's gold. So it's looking at you know, the opportunities of making sure that you're ahead of the curve in terms of legislation and everything else. With silver, you're aware of where your impacts are. You can actually quantify your carbon footprint and come up with a continuous improvement program. Mm-hmm. And gold, it might be something that sort of Fleur has touched on as well, is also about ensuring buy-in from everyone, how best to embed processes into your business. And that's the one that sort of aligns more directly with sort of ISO 14001 and the 9001 element, just mm-hmm. making sure that everything is there, documented, and everyone's on top of it. Mm-hmm. But there are different elements that are going to help different businesses, mm-hmm. But we have to start somewhere, and STEM is a very good starting point. And like I said, we've got a workshop on Friday morning. I think there's still spaces at.
Is that the Blue, or?
That will be STEM Blue.
Blue, fantastic. And that's the one that I've been through. So going back to what you were talking about, Fleur, in terms of where to start, I think another key deliverable, if you like, that comes out of that is an environmental statement. You know, it makes you actually think about the impact that you as a business owner or as a business ultimately want to have on the environment around you and what your kind of objectives around that are. So I think that is a really important you know, summary that comes out of that for me, Rob, as well as obviously taking the time to actually pick your utility bills to pieces,
yeah,
to actually understand what your kind of consumption looks like. And then obviously once you've got that number, you can look at ways to, you know, to kind of bring that number down. But also, Fleur, and I wanted to ask you about this as well, how important is all of this as a motivator inside the business for all of your people? Is it a sort of a rallying call, if you like, that people kind of get on board with and motivates them day to day?
Definitely. And actually, the reason why I sort of took some of the team off furlough last winter was we needed something, in a way, positive to focus on. And, you know, we were really having a tough time, and we were all absolutely committed to this. And the most rewarding thing that's come out of it as a business owner is the engagement. And, like, we all have this, everyone can go to work, do their job, but also make a difference. And, you know, the way that we're communicating with customers, the way that we're now working with suppliers and hoping to get involved in the industry is so much more rewarding. And everyone is on board. And it's absolutely fantastic to see.
Good, fantastic.
Very rewarding.
And Rob, we need to kind of move on from STEM, but I wanted to talk about some of the other initiatives that you guys have got out there. In particular, you've got an electric van trial ongoing at the moment. Tell us briefly about Kent Revs.
Yes, it's a try before you buy scheme. So the idea really is for businesses that maybe don't think that an electric van is for them or electric vehicles are for them. It's an opportunity for a business to look and go, actually, this could potentially fit into our fleet here. It might not affect, you know, it might not help in this particular journey or this particular route, but it could help in this service. Vehicles, all, you know, reasonably large vans, all the way down to essentially a Zoe.
Yeah.
So the opportunity is there. Waiting lists depend on the vans that you're interested in. Mm-hmm. But again, you speak to the team. Email revs at cslTD.org.uk or just go to the Low Carbon Kent website. So lowcarbonkent.com. All of the different projects that we work on are on there. And yeah, they'll do a quick sort of fleet review and introduce you to potentially the best option. But
yeah,
any business that drives on the main roads in Kent is eligible. It don't have to be a small business.
Yeah. Flair, I know you've just taken your electric car over to France in the last sort of couple of weeks. How was that as an experience for you?
It was an experience, shall I say. Yeah, the lack of charging points was quite something, as well as the new phenomenon which I hadn't encountered before, which is charging point rage from the French. So it was, the infrastructure's still lacking, but for my day-to-day school run, going to work, I swear by it, it's fantastic.
Absolutely, and I've had one as well, which I trialled, and I literally just charged it up once a week at home, and it was a piece of cake. So so give that a look, Kent Revs. But also, Rob, you've got a circular economy initiative out there as well, so tell us a little bit about that, and again, that might be relevant for businesses like Flair's.
We've actually got two that run sort of trying to dovetail. So Blueprint to a Circular Economy is our sort of focus on trying to get communities to understand recycling, opportunities for them to sort of practice what they preach a little bit more, trying to unlock some of the potential barriers that are out there at the moment to why people don't recycle or don't look at upcycling techniques or food waste. We've already covered as well. But there's also Upcycle Your Waste. So what we've been doing, I think there's 130 odd businesses so far have had a waste review carried out by someone within our team. And what we're now at the stage is looking to try to match some of those businesses with either each other, so wants and needs, or a local supplier or like someone that locally could use some of that waste. Mm-hmm. So it isn't just about trying to totally eliminate waste. It's looking at opportunities for people to go, actually, this isn't waste. This is a raw material. This is something that we could use.
Fantastic.
There's other stages that come in alongside that, but that's the main bit.
Brilliant. Fantastic. Well, look, guys, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you in the studio with us today. Fleur, give us a quick shout out for your website, if you wouldn't mind.
Yep, sure. So if you obviously want to hold your wedding with us at Hayne House or corporate event, we're haynehouse.co.uk. Also look at our sustainability page. And if you are a business in our field and just want to talk about it or need some help or share ideas, then please get in touch. We're always happy to chat with you.
Fantastic. And Rob, if you can, give us a shout out for your websites, but yeah, not too many.
I'll go one. I can't possibly do justice to everything we do in this segment. So lowcarbonkent.com. Just have a peruse.
Fantastic. And you'll find all of the information on there. Brilliant. Guys, thank you so much. Lynette, thank you as well for joining me in the studio today.
Honestly, it's always wonderful. I think that Fleur is just, they're both inspirational people that are doing fantastic work, and it's a pleasure to be in the studio with you all, and you, Martin, of course.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Fantastic. Well, on that note, we need to say goodbye. We won't be back in 2 weeks' time, unfortunately, because our presenter, i.e. me, won't be here. But we will be back in a month's time again with two more fabulous guests, and hopefully you as well, Lynette.
Oh, thank you.
Because I know you do every other show. So, but for now, thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll speak to you again soon. Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
105.9 Academy FM Folkestone.
BizConnect, the show that promotes and connects businesses.